I have to warn you about this piece. It's not serious. And I also have to tell you how it came about. Jan, my wife, has done a couple of pieces by George Crumb. And the first one was called Ancient Voices of Children. And I kind of liked it. Nice effects. And he used a variety of kind of exotic instruments like Japanese prayer stones and a mandolin that you played with a bottle and a saw, musical saw, all kinds of very exotic things, like Spike Jones used to do, you know, only serious. Except that everybody was sitting in the audience and they were so serious about this damn thing, and the performers were up there and they were serious and doing things, and all I wanted to do was laugh most of the time because it was flaky to me anyway. Then she sang another piece just this past year called something about the Four Moons or something like that, and she got a record with another mezzo-soprano singing it in order to help her learn the piece. And on the other side of her record was a piece called Vox Villanae, which is the Latin for voice of the whale. And Crumb had taken the idea of the whale as a prehistoric animal and all this old stuff, and he quoted from Richard Strauss's Death and Transfiguration or one of those. And and the other thing, in Ancient Voices and Children, he had quoted Bach, and he had quoted Mahler, Das Lied von der Erde, and something from the little notebook, Anna Magdalena notebook, you know, all these quotes that he picked out from someplace, right? So, and I think that's also very funny. I like it, mind you, but I think it's funny. Everybody says it so seriously, you know? So I decided I would take this poem, which was written by the first flutist of the Nashville Symphony, Charles Wyatt. And Steve had given me the poem last year and said, why don't you write a piece for it? I said, all right, I'll write a piece which is a put-on of this particular genre of composition. I will write a piece which has practically no original note in it. It's all written by other composers. So what I did was went over to Steve's house, and we got out his orchestral book where they have all the famous difficult licks for the bassoon from all the famous pieces, the orchestral pieces, and he played them for me, and I listened to them. And then I tried to fit them into this poem where I thought they were appropriate. You have to guess, except I'll tell you one. And that's that right towards the beginning, we quote from the famous bassoon lick in Scheherazade after the line, noble bassoon, night singer. Now, that's the kind of thing you got to keep your ears open for, okay? The other thing is that this is an intentionally bad piece. I don't want to put any expectations in your mind which aren't going to be fulfilled. I'm going to tell you that if you expect this to be a terrible piece, your expectations are going to be fulfilled, okay? But that's its intention, all right? And it's called Vox Bassoonae. I changed the name after I put it on the program because I wrote it after I put the name on the program. Instead of Noble Bassoon, it is now Vox Bassoonae. Just a couple of other things also so you'll know why we're doing the things we do up here. Crumb has his percussionist. And sidemen sing, right? I mean, they're playing on the marimba and they're playing a roll, and he has them go, hey, right? Well, Freddie did the original performance with Jan of Ancient Voices of Children, and his wife told me that he was so nervous for the week before that he practically couldn't sleep just because he had to sing one note. Well, he was so good that I have him sing two notes in this one.
Really good.
Oh, one other funny little story. The trend nowadays is for modern composers to ask their associates to do all kinds of dramatic things because it isn't enough to just get up and play the piano or get up and sing. You've got to walk off stage, or you've got to take your instrument apart and sing through it or play through it or do things like that, okay? So you're going to get a lot of that too.
Believe it.
Now get serious.